Mr. Ray Nicholson. It is Ray, that is your
right.
actual name,
right? Ray A. Nicholson, that's right. Ray A. Nicholson.
Okay. Who lived at the foot of Nicholson Hall,
near
Nethers.
That's right.
And then lived at Old Ray.
Yeah, well, younger over there than a couple were above Nethers and LC.
I see. So you were originally from Old Rag, and
I reckon I wasn't 8 years old then. Then when we moved over there and at the park, taking all the land, we moved to Winchester, then we come back here.
Actually,
this is the way we got this place here, through the park.
Oh.
Yeah. See, they give us anybody that had land in the park. They bought this land through here for people that couldn't find homes, and that's what the way we got this home.
I see. Fine.
Well,
it's a nice house.
Well, we got the land and everything.
How much land?
There's 50 some acres. I sold some off some of my land off. 50 some acres left. Quite a nice place.
Great.
That's what caused us to get this property. If they hadn't did that, we might have been somewhere else, but that's the way it is.
What is your mother's maiden name?
Annie Claudin Nicholson.
Claudin.
C-L-E-U-D-I-A.
C-L-E-U-D-I-A.
Annie Claudin Nicholson. Claudin.
I had never heard the name Claudin up there in the mountains.
That's the way it works, I guess. Just never had heard of that.
Do you know where her family came from?
Yes, her mother came from Page County around Luray.
She was a prince.
Yeah, that's right.
And her father
was a painter. Her father was Booth Fincham.
Fincham.
Yeah,
I see. Then her name is actually
Fincham. Then she married Nicholson. Married Trent Nicholson's son. Elton Nicholson.
Yeah. Okay, so her maiden name was Fincham.
That's right. Yeah,
yeah,
that's right. That's what you
want.
Oh,
yes,
excuse me. I
think
misunderstood.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So much. Yes. Oh, there are mentions there. Yeah. Have you any recollection? Did anyone ever say where your family originally came from? How they found the mountains?
No, I don't know about that. It's much, no, much use to ask my mother. She wouldn't know. She's too.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't know about that.
Were there many children in your family?
Yeah, me the family right here, four of us.
Five.
And one's dead, one was a baby, died and was 6 months old. That was back by the time the park taken that place over.
Oh dear, what happened to
you? Well, I don't know. Defective or something. I just don't know what sort of. Then you never know, doctors wouldn't.
Doctor
didn't know much.
Yeah, that's right.
Probably that today, you
bet. I bet you used Dr. Ross, didn't
you?
Yes,
sir. Had a shot. I don't know that morning.
He did used to drink.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Nobody's ever told me that.
Yes, indeed. I know that.
I don't blame him.
Right,
Lord, the amount of work to that man.
He still did his job, so he drank a little.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Now, you say until you were 8 years old, you lived in Old Rag.
Right.
What sort of a house was that?
The Old Rag, you go down out of the... Well, you come up from Surrey, and you go, it's right in into the park line. The line is just right up by Rio Sea Hill. And then we look around, it's a great big rock. I used to dry apples on some monster rock. And that's the place where my grandfather lived. His grandfather lived there, I don't know, for years and years. That was the place. And I don't know.
Was it a log house?
Part log and part weatherboard, I think. The house is still there. Some people bought it. That's been long. It's been 50 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So this house is still there.
Oh, great. Did it have a root cellar, do you know?
I believe it did. I believe it. It had a cellar there, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. When you were very small, did you have any playmates that you can recall?
Yes, my name is David. John Nichols, right down Lois had some boys with a couple of, but I don't remember the names now. They were live down below us on that side over there when we talk about right now. But I can't think. Lonnie, I believe one of them was, but I don't know which one. It's been so long, I just can't think of the names. Yeah. I may remember the faces, remember that, but I just can't think of the names.
But you
I think my memory ain't that bad, but it's gone so long, you catch y'all guard.
Right.
You know.
Do you recall what you used to play?
Oh, I tell you one thing I used to do, boys and girls on Sunday, we'd go and cut grapevines loose in the mountains. And I tell you one thing, it was real dangerous. And we'd swing on them grapevines. One time I struck a tree, this is no lie, and I had to climb down the tree to the roots of it. Brown boy, Homer Brown, my first cousin, and Major Brown, and all of us, my aunt, see over here. We played with them all the time.
Uh-huh.
Them.
Yeah. Oh,
we used to do that, go swimming and fishing and stuff like that when we were young, you know, fish on this thing.
Sure. Yeah, well, the fishing was good.
Oh, that's the best. Cedar Run and all them creeks up there going back to Mount had the prettiest trout and everything was in there.
Sure, right. Now, when you lived in Old Rag, you used Syria as your store?
Oh, my daddy was a mail carrier. He carried the mail from Surrey to Madison. I believe we went for Surrey, but it was an Old Rag post office.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Somebody else carried it from Surrey up to Old Rag. I forgot who it was now. Somebody locally now.
Uh-huh. You know, I've heard about another store that was there near the post office.
Yeah.
Was it a very...
Butler. Mr. Some Butler.
Yeah.
John Butler, I think his name was. John Austin Butler. No, it's John Butler. He had a store on the... Like, you're coming up from the Surrey side, it was on the right, and the post office on the left. Then it was a right before you, then that road there would go right up to Pollock's place on the Skyland Drive. Go right up there. I've walked that up there several times, all the way up there.
Now, that must have been a very small store, because everybody talked about going to Syria from
the Yeah, it was. We had a few shelves, and it had coffee and sugar and kerosene and stuff like that, what people had to have in days.
Sure, right.
They were, you know, with no money, and they grow deal everything they made in days, probably outside of the three things, see.
Sure, yeah. Do you recall how large the vegetable garden was?
Yeah, they were big then. Yeah. I don't know, I tell you, a whole lot more than they do now. That's what they went out for.
Yeah.
Yeah, they really grow stuff. They canned and dried beans, dried apples, cracked walnuts.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, just everything. Canned cherries. Go in the mountains. A lot of cherry trees in the mountains.
Yes, they grew wild.
Yeah, they were good too. People know that they know what kind to get. It was certain kinds to get. A red heart was better than a black heart.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you had cows.
Yeah, everybody kept a few cows out for milk.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And they put a little patch of corn out. They'd take one horse, maybe, and it was so rocky, but it was that land was so rich, it grew corn, see, and they put out enough to feed the cattle in the wintertime. What cows they had, three or four cows, some of them had five or six, right here.
Yeah. Then you didn't take any cornmeal down to the...
Yeah, well, now I've done that. When we moved, now I was going to get ahead of the struggle and move to another mill, I'd roll a mule and take a shell of corn and take it down to a mill and grind it and bring it back and bake the bread.
Sure.
My mother baked the bread, that's my job, and I hated it. As a kid, you know, real young.
Yeah.
Say, 10 years old then.
You had to carry it.
No, I put it on a mule and rode it bareback.
Oh.
Rode this mule. A gentle mule, and I'd have to ride about a mile and a half. I rode it down to another mill store. You been up that road?
Yeah.
Well, that old store, that's where we ground it on the right hand side. At the tip Nevis was the man to ground the meal.
Yeah.
And take the corn down there, and you have to shell the corn and take it down there and grind it and bring the meal back.
Uh-huh.
This is good.
How do you shell corn?
Well, we shelled by hand. You know, they had corn shellers. A lot of people, we could shell it by hand then. Then now, of course, as the time grew on, they could take the mill and shell it for you, see.
Uh-huh.
We shell it after the corn gets old, you can just pull it right off fast with your hands. You just put the ear right in and just give it a little squeeze and add the start a row of it, it just jump right off.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
Then you didn't have to.
We shell it. A lot of corn shell by hand. All of it was shell by hand in the early days. So then I remember it was right along the end. Some of them had things you could put corn, you turn it, you know.
Yeah.
And if your corn go through it and it come out in a container, so you could have a basket or something to catch it.
Sure. Right. Okay, so then when you were 8 years old, your family moved. Why?
Moved over to Quiet. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I'll tell you why. My grandmother, my mother's mother died, and nobody stayed with my grandpa's pension, see. That's what I call it, see.
Mm-hmm.
And so Mama moved over there to take to get him out. And that was the whole reason, I'd say.
I get it, right. What was your father's name?
Felton S. Nelson.
Felton. Uh-huh. All right, now, you were 8 years old. Mm-hmm.
I'd say
were you excited now about moving?
Really, I don't didn't like it too good. Uh-huh. You know, was too young to know anything yet. I'll tell you the truth right now. I really wouldn't, but it was the best thing that ever happened. But I really wouldn't. You know how a kid is. That
had you gone to school there at all?
Yeah, right? I went to. When I lived over at the old rag, I went to a little schoolhouse right over the flat, going down towards Nether's Mill.
Yeah.
And Mama used to pack my lunch in a little half a gallon bucket, mm-hmm. make little biscuits, and there wasn't no thing as light bread or nothing then, a loaf bread, what you call it. And I remember I went to, it was a doctor, Preacher Myers, he's a school teacher and a preacher.
Yeah.
And they had the school, and they have preaching in the schoolhouse, and teacher had school in it too. It's a use for both.
Yeah.
And I remember that as good as me. That was the first school I went to.
Sure. What did they teach?
Well, I did the first grade, so I guess. I just remember now, the very first grade, because I was so young. I remember. Mm-hmm. I was so young.
And you went regardless of the weather?
Well, it had to be right there. We walked, wasn't nothing for us to walk up. Couple of miles, that's just good exercise, eh?
Sure.
For kids.
Right.
And the weather didn't stop. We were going through the snow. Come up snow, that was a lot of fun for us. It was.
Yeah. Did you have boots or?
Yeah, we was pretty fortunate for had something on our feet and we kept warm. Mm-hmm. We never went cold.
Yeah. Did you wear shoes in the summer?
We could kick our shoes out. We had to kind of save them. Yeah. No, I went barefoot.
Sure.
I love to go barefoot. And I'll tell you another thing. Used to go out to my mother and daddy would have us drive the cows up and be frost on the ground. We'd like to go barefooted anyway. And where a cow lays, it'd be warm. Man, we'd jump from one place to the other before the old cow spent away and keep us warm my feet. That's right. I remember that. It's good.
That's
the truth, man. I'm telling you all, that's the real truth.
Yeah, it's a wonder you didn't all get
frostbite. Well, it was tough. I tell you, if you grow up that way and tough and good, you never got sick. One none of us sick, never sick.
Mm-hmm.
It just, I don't know, you kind of get, you might bring a guy, a person that's been in the city all the time or been housed in. I'm putting the city been housed in and put him right out. You might take a cold person, a guy with the...
Yeah.
It's been inoculated to it, I'd say. Just kind of went along with the weather, see?
Right. Yeah. By the way, how did you keep rabbits and everything out of your vegetable garden?
Well, we didn't have too much. We had, we set traps and had dogs. That's right. We didn't have, I don't remember ever being a problem.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, today, right now, up the man, deers is the worst thing, but I don't remember that being any problem. I really don't.
Mm-hmm. I guess the hound dogs did.
Yeah, everybody kept a couple dogs, maybe more than that, so they skin them off, see.
Mm-hmm. Did you have cats?
Yeah, we always kept cats.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How about when you were there in Old Rag? Was there a lot of visiting going on? Well,
that's what they did. Nobody, well, you know, the... I suppose prophets stepped up so high they didn't, yes, and they did it. On Sundays, they'd go to people's houses and have great big dinners and everything. People invite us the way they live.
Yeah.
That's right. Somebody would, I remember we was had a dinner for a certain another Nicholson couple, John, I believe his name was John, I can't remember. And next Sunday, he invited us down to the house, and the whole crowd must have been 30, 40 of us went. Just different ones all that have a kind of a homecoming day.
Yeah. Great. Wasn't that fun?
Yeah, it was.
But how did you all sit down at the table this
morning? Well, we set up some other tables. Yeah, some would eat one time and then the others eat another time. The way it worked.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. The older people would eat And the younger people, the kids would stay back, see, and they were daring to say a word. That was the way the thing was in days. You didn't speak up. And I remember one time I committed speaking up, and I caught myself, and I know what would have happened. I got a spanking, and I mean,
yes.
I never got the one in my life. That's all I ever got. That taught me.
What did you do to get the spanking?
I hit my sister over the head with a little old dusting thing one time, and it broke in half too. And it wasn't really no big deal, but my sister made such a big noise over it that my daddy gave me a couple, switching a little bit.
Yeah.
But that's my mother there. That's my Miss Claudia there.
Morning. Well,
well, I'm going back now. We got it on tape. You're going back to the room. We'll talk with you later. Going back now. Sit down, Mom. She's got a thing. She won't use it. I got all.
You're talking to Brendan and I.
You wouldn't dare say that when you were a little boy.
Well, we've been, I don't know, we understand each other.
Sure, I hear that. Yes, you have to, yeah.
Yes.
Now you have to be the adult.
That's right, I've been there my daddy's been dead for 18 years, and so I've been looking after everything.
Sure.
Cool.
Yeah. Is there anything else you can think of about old Rag? I know you must have had apple butter for it.
Yeah, yes, we need plenty of them. I went to many one.
Did they do much drinking during those?
Yeah.
They made a party.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's, I remember one time, now I won't tell that till we get over in the other holler. I remember one time, can I tell it now?
Sure.
All right, when we got over to Nether's Mill up Nichols Hollow, we had a apple butter party and had these three beautiful girls come out of the mine. You wouldn't think that they'd be this pretty as they could be. And then Mr. Sith,
Charles Sith?
Yeah, I heard of him, but it was Charlie Sisk.
Harry Sisk?
Yeah. That was, they had some girls, and the old people lay down and left us stirring out the butter, and then we stirred it all night and burnt stuff up and wouldn't even have nothing. There wasn't nothing left. We were angry. We didn't want to leave. That's the truth, man.
How old were you?
I was very old. I just went to see what was going on. There's a lot of young people that are older than I were, see?
Yeah.
And they were off in the hazel. They come there, they come down off in the hazel, go up Nichols Holler, then go to the right and go back on the hazel.
Mm-hmm.
I've been all up that Nichols Holler, clean to the drive, when the building drive, and walked across there when there wasn't nothing but the dirt. It was great and went and pulled my shoes off and walked backwards across there.
Uh-huh.
And it was building the sky and drive.
Sure, right.
And I was anxious. I went to, still went up in the up in Nichols Holler to the church. And I asked my mother, and she let me go. I don't know why she did. I wouldn't do that myself now, let me go. But it's another person, boys and women, I can't think who it is. We took two of us. We walked clean over to Pollock's camp and come back down by Old Rag. And someone said we walked 21 miles that from 11 o'clock till, that was in the summertime, till dark. We walked good 21 miles. That's what they said. That's right, good way.
That
think.
Is.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Did you ever do anything there at Pollock's? Did you ever have any fun there?
I went to a shindig down on the 4th of July one time with a bunch of people. We all went up there, and I was just, I reckon I went much over 10 years old. I mean, that's something that's hard for me to play. We're very young. And, yeah, I've seen a lot of people there and a lot of cars. You know, the old cars come up there and everything. And they had big dances there, and they come up the office storm that night and sleep. And then, I know it, and I didn't have nothing on, but just a short sleeve shirt. And we had walked home about freeze to death, all of it. Really did. It was sleeting on the ground on the 4th of July, 2 inches deep. That's no right up on that feet. We come to service. Then it turned into a sleet and hail.
Yeah.
I never forget that.
Oh, my God.
That was back in, I'd say in the late 20s, I guess, something.
Yeah. He had fireworks on the front.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that. Yeah, I've seen him. He used to demonstrate with rattlesnakes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one that actually got the park on.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Well, see, he's the one started it all.
Did you ever sell anything up there?
I was so different. I had my uncles and all take, he'd sell. You know what he'd do? He'd catch rattlesnakes, skin them, and sell the hides, and they tan them and make belts out of them. He'd done a lot of
them. Who was your uncle?
Buster Fenton. Lived over by Siri, up on the left there. He still lives. He lives out in the He's done a lot of. He done a, he's kind of a mountaineer. He was go through the mountains, and he could pick huckleberries. He could pick more of them than anybody. I went with him one time back on the old Rag Mountain. I was scared to death. Brother, he bit with a snake. He didn't. The snake never did bite him. I don't know. He wasn't scared of
it. Well, he knew how to handle
it. Yeah, he was. He knew.
Right.
I've seen him snare them. I've seen him have them. There's a place we lived in Nevis, snare the snakes. And he'd bring them out alive and tie them to a tree. And he'd kill them and skin them. And he'd sell them. I don't know. He got $3-4 a piece for him. Snake, the rattlesnake, get this good long. Big snake, he's talking about them people for them days, you know, how that's a whole lot of money then.
Sure, right.
Yeah.
Gee, did you ever make any, like, blackberry wine or anything of that kind?
I never did. I was too young for it, but I just, that's probably, they made blackberry wine, and they made a lot of whiskey in that, no frank about it. Actually,
yeah.
That's the way they made the living.
Sure.
They were taking that money. And people out of D.C. and all around, they come at night and get the whiskey and they take it away. They have, you know, cars, they got a lot of spare tires on them. They put them in, it's illegal, see?
Yeah.
They put the whiskey in the spare tires. In the bottle, see?
Uh-huh.
In other words, they have to say, that's the truth. I know that's being true.
Sure, right.
Well, I know it. I've heard it so many times. I know people weren't lying. So
yeah.
I've heard it. I didn't say it, but I've heard it.
Yeah.
And I know it's been pretty near the truth.
Yeah. Well, they made good pure.
Yeah, they did. It's real good green whiskey, see, and the alpha brand and stuff like that, see.
Yeah, it was really pure. Do you know how much they got for it?
Well, it's a pretty good price for them. According to them, I'd say $2 a gallon. I don't know. I just say about that. And that was good for a time then. See, stuff, you know, I believe that's probably what they got.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did they have any particular way of letting the people, like in Washington, D.C., know that they had some?
Oh, yeah, they had some kind. I don't know how it was. But they had a connection some way or another. You know, it was illegal to do it.
Yeah,
say.
Right.
You know, my mother's daddy, he had a distillery right up that place, but he made it, that was later on, he made illegal, a regular, he got so he made illegal whiskey. So he got, in other words, he had stamps on it and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you know, some of them got it done was they let so much, you had to pay so much for the stamps.
Mm-hmm.
And some of they were sneaking it out, so it was a racket either way, you know, still was a racket, see?
Yeah.
That's
right.
The way it was did.
Sure.
And if we could, he had a big cellar too, right down just a quarter of a mile right below that.
Mm-hmm.
He made it. I reckon he was the biggest cellar in Madison County.
Was this legal or not?
Yeah.
This is legal.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
One of my granddaddies were legal, but a lot of them around there were. They buy so many stamps, and they say they buy stamps for 1 gallon, and they sell two, and sneak the other night, so that's the way it was done.
Sure. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's what they did.
Sure. Right. Did you ever know George Corbin?
Yeah, George Washington. George Washington Corbin, was that his name?
Mm-hmm.
Used to bake baskets, or, mm-hmm. No, it was another Corbin?
Another Corbin. He lived in Nicholson Hollow.
George, yeah, I know that one, too. Yeah, I remember him. There's one named George Washington. I thought you think about him. He's kind of a... made baskets up in Corbin Hall that come out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that guy now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He died.
Did he?
Mm-hmm. Just a year ago. He was a great man.
Yeah, I remember him.
Yeah. All right, now, there in Nicholson Hall, which is considered by many to be the most colorful, lively hollow ever, did you find life a style different from what it was in Old Rag?
Yeah, I don't know. It was a little different. It was a whole lot different.
Uh-huh.
It was. I don't know. It's just, not because I didn't be in a necklace or nothing like that, and didn't know anything like this had ever come around, but I it was a different style, yeah.
Yeah. Can you
the people that? Were more, well, it was, I'd say more honest, and I ain't, well, now that kind of runs the other down, but they were honest, you could depend on what they said, and there's hard workers, and they, a lot of them were churchgoers, and they still made booze now, that's the way the store was.
Sure, right.
Well, they had to do something like that to survive.
Right, right. Right.
Now, I don't think it's a great big sin myself.
I don't think it was either. Made a lot of fun for a lot of people. Did you ever know of anyone getting too high so they got into bad fights?
Yeah, they. I don't know of. I couldn't call the names, but I know they used to. They get loaded and get in fights.
Sure.
That happens
everywhere. That's natural.
Yeah.
That happens.
Well, they already told me, now this is kind of off the record, but they said back before that time, when they go down to another, they'd always have a fist fight. They wouldn't let these wounds handy. They were just a frame of fist fight, you know, kind of like a boxing match. They'd have one ever say it. You know, they wouldn't, you know, a gang get one side and gang on the other, and make the thing kind of halfway legal, and wouldn't let them use no weapons, just say who was the best man. That's right. I've heard of that now. I've heard of that.
Yeah.
And I know it's pretty much true.
Yeah. Was your daddy a stonemason?
Well, yeah, he could, all the niggas could do something with stone. Yeah, he built a, after he come over here, we worked for the U.S. Cavalry, the remount over here. Yeah, before they went, before they closed up, he put all that stone fence, dry wall stone fence down through there. Yeah, he was, that's kind of, like building the walls on the Skyland Drive. You seen them stone walls? There's a lot of them Nicholson built them.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
They did.
Well, they played the bigger part in that section than anybody else did.
That's
now,
right.
This Sis guy, Charlie, have you ever heard of Charlie Sis? He was got in some trouble and he shot a guy or somebody, pulled right by his time, but he was a good stoneman. I mean, he hit
somebody over the head with a rock.
Something like that. I forgot what it was. Yeah.
They were doing a rock lifting.
Was,
they're testing the strength.
Yeah.
Rock lifting, and somebody beat him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a nice guy.
Yeah.
He is still.
Mm-hmm.
He's still alive. Yeah. He was considered one of the best. Right?
Yeah, I've seen some, you know, the book about the. Somebody shined on our park. We had it here one time. He showed some pictures of him. He showed some buildings he put up and all. He was to have no education, he could put up in most any kind of building.
Sure.
Didn't have his gift to carry.
Yeah. Sis, Dodsons, and Nicholsons lived in the hollow. Who else?
It was that holler at it was Wooder.
Oh,
Wooder.
Yeah.
And he had three or four boys, one named Yank, and three, I forgot them all. I'm so young, see, it makes it, but I can remember that much of it.
Yeah.
I remember I used to go out to Heights, see.
Uh-huh.
And I remember I used to go up Nichols Hall, and it was a swimming, they called it a deep hole. It was a hole of water fire, and it come off, and it come straight out of these rocks, and it was right in the solid rock. And we always go up by swimming, us boys. We go way out swimming up by 3 or 4 miles, go swimming.
Right.
I was a breath just like people going to the pool here.
Sure.
Walk up there.
Cold.
Oh man,
water.
It freeze you. I tell you a little bit of it, and you had to come out of that.
Sure.
It was cold enough to drink.
Right. Yeah. Well, it was drinkable.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, all the water was very pure, wasn't it?
Pure, yeah. Well, that's purest water over there that was.
Right. How about school when you got there in Nicholson?
Well, I went to Nethers Middle School, then it went to Edlin. Later on, that was the last, and then it went to Winchester. We stayed overseas. We went over to Winchester, stayed a couple of years, and we come back here in the process of getting this flight seat.
Yeah. That was in 34.
Well, yeah, that's about a lot right, around the middle 30s, yeah.
Yeah. Well, what was your reaction when you'd see tourists?
Well, it was a great excitement for me. I remember my mama's daddy was a guy, and these people come and park in his place like that, Nether's Mill.
Yeah.
And they had all these 20 model cars, and I was most excited. I was a kid with a little bitty hat on, his cap on, walking around looking at these cars. And he was a guy, and he'd go with them up on the old rag mountain right on the hip top.
Uh-huh.
And he was a guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's,
In other words, they didn't scare you.
No, indeed. No way. They did you. You know what they do? They give you a little money, you know? Yeah, they was good people. Everybody no scared to it. I don't know, some people might scare, but I can see your point. You think we never had seen. They didn't scare us good, we right at home. My point of view.
The reason I ask that, people say that you all ran and hid.
No, they're a bunch of bulls.
All right.
That's it. And I got it right.
Sure, right.
Yeah, but I can see your point. They have told that. lot of people would tell that because they didn't, well, you know, they wasn't, well, some people are kind of more intelligent than us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Nicholson's might have been, and our group of Nicholson was about as smart as it was. Now, I have to say that.
Right. You're entitled to say it. Do you know of any signals that were used when the revenue men came in?
Oh, well, I don't know. Yeah, they could tell each other if they could, they tip them off that they get into tips, different ones, but they sometimes they get working against each other, you know. They kind of get, you know, a feud between each other, say, and so they turn each other in, say. Now, it might not be another, I don't really recall another Nicholas attorney, but there's other people, a few other names up through that hall, and Nicholas Hall, there's a few more up through there besides Nicholson, say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I remember a big deal was, I can remember this, when the Great Pat Nevers Mill, the revenue union went up in there, and they come back with these copper tippets, and they chop them up with axes and put holes, and they come off in the hazel. They went up to the book up Nichols Hall, and you turn right and you go in the hay, and they cut up one of the biggest fields and said it was lead and horses. Good big as a match ready to run off. And then somebody turned them in and they got it off.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. That's pretty good. I swear to that.
Boy,
I
wonder
that one night. I was just I was 10 or 11 years old, yes, no one more than that. When we moved over to Nevers, say. And I've seen them come out. There's walking, this whole line of people, one behind the other. And they caught some of them, but I don't know what the guy, I don't remember that.
You know, that makes sense then, if you would kill somebody who had turned you in.
Yeah, that caused a lot of, well, if some of them got killed over in there, you don't know how, they got shot, you know, at night and stuff, off the hazel and all down through there. Now, that's a cop and that's hard to the right thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they were, well, they were rugged up right along. They were pretty mean up through there.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah. Gosh. Now, did your mother know any herbs? You know, like when you got sick, what would she do if you got a cold?
Well, I'm a mustard plaster.
Mustard
plaster. Take mustard somewhere and boil it. And get it hot and put it on something like a hot towel and you put it around your chest. I know that. And I know another thing, you got a sore mouth, is you can take someone bark and ball it, and you can't beat. I've been using that not too long ago. I had a sore mouth, but I didn't think you get.
You need that, right?
Yes, sir. If you got a sore throat and my dad, you use all the time, take cinnamon bark.
Cinnamon bark.
Cinnamon trees. You've heard of cinnamon trees? It's got cinnamon on them. They grow in the mountains. And they get
killed. You're mocking me?
Yeah. Cinnamon trees. You know, it's a cinnamon. I don't know if you've ever heard of that, hey?
No.
All right, there's plenty of them. It's one right out of here, but they grow in the mountains. They use them. And same thing with those people, they take that and make medicine. A lot of people hunted that and sold it in days.
Yeah. Did you ever do that?
No, I never did. I was too young at that time. But I've seen plenty of it. My uncles and different ones get to.
Yeah.
And they've done a lot of coon hunting too. And cracking.
Mm-hmm.
And over so many days, there's so many ways to make a living. They wasn't really, nobody wasn't worried about the stock there.
Yeah.
At that time, they didn't think about it.
How about peel bark?
About it now, don't know how you made it.
Did they peel bark?
Yes, they did. Plenty of them. I remember one time, when we moved to Nevers, I had to go up on the old, my mother's daddy had land in the park, and we had to go up against the old wagon, and we'd pull up on a bunch of posts, and it's so cold, and I was young, and I had to pull that cross-cut saw on the other end from the daddy. We'd cut a lot of posts and throw them.
Mm-hmm.
In the wintertime, it'd be so cold, you know how a kid is, he can't feel.
Yeah.
Growing up and staying more, something like working, I mean, not like much of that.
Yeah.
Cutting posts and peeling in bark and getting out long.
Yeah. Where would you sell the bark?
Well, I think it went to Lou Ray's family, but somebody picked it up with a truck. That's what an old model truck had come to get. We didn't have to get it down to the main road station.
Yeah.
And they picked it up and said, I'm going to get it. Pull up a car on Lou Ray. You know, it's quite so Lou Ray didn't buy it. But they used it for candy and stuff like that.
Right.
Yes, as you said, there are a lot of ways to think of it. Maybe you feel they could, and maybe you really don't. You just make a body every day, and I got that load. When I'm in my third, I can make it tight. When I'm the two, and it wasn't all the way down there, but I need to say, baby, please. They used to all walk over that mountain with a wagon. And said it was so steep, they don't even know that that is the ice cream. Yeah, my granddaddy told me a million times, you can look back on it, you'd be riding it. You didn't even make what you do. So you need to look back on it, make the ice a little up and wide and down. I mean, they have to, they put chains around the wheel. Keep you wagging it, and lock all the wheels and drag it down, so you'd be like down on the flat street. That's where the government made time to do it. I mean, that's the bit of my back, you tell me what my granddaddy told me.
Yeah.
Down farther in the company, you don't want to hear that, I know.
they did have big cap on the dollar, so you know. Right. One of us, we lived right in the park. It was kind of a grind to make a living. They seem that way to me now, but then I didn't pay any attention to it. I don't pay my mom and father, none of them. They lived too good, but they lived all right.
You missed time because you had plenty to eat.
We had good bikes, had proteins in the food, and everything was no stuff put in the ship, and we outlived all our hog meat.
Mm-hmm.
And blackbirds, any kind of a bird that was one of those ways to get here.
Yeah.
Now, I know on peaches, and my dad and granddaddy on the face side, you have a peach off, and people would, and let me tell you something, it was way back up on this mountain, and he wasn't bald. If people, friends of people, would come over out of Hagerstown and make it their peaches, and the death of them going, and they would get a nickel out of it. I seen him do it. He was afraid to say the same thing. I mean, he was, that's the way it was. I seen him do it, but before they left. And I was a tiny kid, close enough. It's supposed to fall off on over the old Rag Mountain in the Depression of 1930, before that.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when the fall off on over that whole plane, we built the whole woods and burned out for a week or two.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Once the old rag cleaned off, I could live right down that nose there and look right there. It's just heading over the tracking. It's one of the cleanest to be.
When you got to study?
That's from the Riverboat start to the front corner of the stadium. I'm just talking for the guys, but I don't remember the first name of the guy. I think it is. That's cool.
Anything the post office?
It burned the whole work because they went on over and saved Canada. It burned a bunch of whole thing off.
Is that when Stone Day too?
Yeah, it must have been. That's a big bar. That's only one of the protection bars over there that year. Different time, but that was the main one.
Mm.
That's just kind of like the big. I believe it was in 1930, so I believe it. It wasn't the last year, it was right close to it, I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember burning off, and I remember it like it's a whole...
And it lasted for a week?
Yeah, a little bit of it. Yeah, just kept. And I went fishing with my uncle. That's my mother's Uncle George. We went fishing up in Corbin Hall, and we caught fish. We was right at that spot. The smoke was going the other way, and then it was burning down close to the creek, you know, and we caught so many fish. That's
that day, I don't know why
we did. We caught a whole bunch, I bet we caught 25 fish. We were pretty close that long, but we both got. And this was a little while, and I was the guy. You know, we caught maybe four of us caught from the bike. They said, there's bikes back places.
Yeah.
I mean, I know, that's...
Hmm. Hmm, that is something. Do you know of anybody, did you ever see any starting fires deliberately, so you
no.
Could have huckleberries?
No, indeed, I don't know of anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, it wouldn't be many problems around.
Well, this is, I guess, a sure huckleberry crop.
No, I don't know anything about it. First I heard that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Might have been, I don't know anybody there.
Oh, yeah. Did you ever know of anybody rocking your house?
People. No, I never heard of that. No, I mean, I would have, if I'd ever heard of it, I would tell it. I don't. No, I don't. Not only when we live.
Yeah, okay. How about long fingers? Did you have anybody around with long fingers?
No. No, sir, I don't remember you believe Phil wasn't bad. When it ain't near as bad, it's worth it like a damn fear thing.
All right. No, we really didn't have
these people were pretty nice people.
Yeah.
It was the best, I'll say that.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, and was good honest and fished a lot of pretty good fishing people.
Yeah.
And so that is something I didn't have to worry about. The only time that I would remember anything when we lived over there, I was getting back to the old way. Mama, there's another message. We had Mama order me something, and the mailman put it in the wrong mailbox. And they were kind of, basically, that was the only one God knows was doing anything like that. And they felt that that wasn't that good. They put Mama all this from one that they all have.
Oh.
That's the only thing I ever know. And they were kind of a low life going. I can say that. But they weren't messing, but they weren't no kin to me.
Yeah.
That's right. We all knew there was a lot of messing, but all of them, they wasn't kin.
Mm-hmm.
That, you wouldn't think that, but you think all of them kin, but they weren't.
Mm-hmm.
It's dirty. It's dirty, but I'd say in Nickel Call, it was, say, 8 or 10, or I'd say it was 20 different families, there wasn't no kin.
Mm-hmm.
A whole lot of people lived up there. I know it was 20 or 30 families. Maybe more than that. I would just think them wrong.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you stop being revisited with your family and said, all right, let's go visit so-and-so today. And you went there, and they were busy, like, selling peas or doing something. Did they stop work, or did you all help things?
Well, they did, I said, you all get kind of got in there. It was a guy to stop the work. Kind of got in, you know, they kind of made it a family affair.
Yeah.
I think that's the way it was. They wouldn't, they didn't give you the host service to go on. They were friendly. See, everybody was friendly to say it to you.
Yeah.
That's the way it worked.
Did you have corn shucking?
Yes, indeed. Yeah, I went to them and then that's when they had a good time. You get on the bottle, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they was, I never remember any fights at one, but I remember several of them I've been to. I was over below the old rag now. I remember that.
Now, with the corn shuckings, you said they had a bottle. Did they put the bottle underneath the corn so you all worked real fast to get to it, or was it soaked when you got it right here?
No, I don't think that was so. I really don't.
You just drank.
That's right. I don't believe that was so. Somebody might have told you that, but I don't know. That wasn't so, Mm-hmm. Everybody just liked that, and it said they didn't. Everybody pitched in and did the part.
Yeah.
In other words, they didn't have to. They was that was. In other words, I reckon you just. No, that wasn't that way.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't that way.
It was just sort of a fun time. Everybody talking.
Yeah, they have a. They build a fire or something. Have kind of a bonfire back from the shucks and everything. They throw some of the old shucks on there and burn them up all that day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I remember that. Come down to Wesley Jenkins' store and get his stuff up, and they didn't even, they just
had a little trial line, and they just cleared it because they were treating the man terrible. I can't think of his name, ma'am.
Fennel?
Fennel. That's right, Mama, that's right, Fennel Cole. And he killed that, see, you know who he killed when your mama tried to think.
It was a dog.
Yes, she said it was a dog.
Mm-hmm.
It was, yes, it was, they just kept picking on the old man.
They were trying to get one of his girls.
Yeah, they're trying to, but I think at the time they did it, they had it in for him, and I think he kind of blocked it or something, and they went there that night to do something with him, say, so when the trial come up, they never had hardly no trial, just, there wasn't much use in it.
Yeah, right. Well, he was justified.
Mama was telling me, if he come down to at the first store, that's Nellie's Mill store, and then West Virginia's got a store a little closer to us, see? And he come down and laid on the porch the rest of the night and gave himself up and then he told what he'd done. And they just had a little master trial line and what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you ever have any hear that the Jenkins store sort of robbed people?
Yeah. They were one of them. The Nellie's Mill store kept Nellie, he was honest.
Yeah.
But the Jenkins store, they'd always have.
He put his hands on the scale.
They the one doing the new deal work, and he'd make you buy something, put off stuff on them.
Mm-hmm.
We did most of ours down, and what little we did, go to the other store, we're going to buy it, see?
Sure. I would too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I heard the people that went to buy a pound of something were lucky if they got a half a pound.
That's right. Well, I tell you though, now what you thinking, I know what it is. I won't get no trouble telling it.
No.
Well, they will. He's dead anyway. But anyway, they take them baskets off them corners. They can get nothing out of them. They take them baskets, sell them, ship them, and sell them to people from out of the, you know, out of the cities and all, and get tremendous prices out of them.
He gave them 35 cents.
You know, some of them can get that much, 10 cents. 10 cents a many times. And now I've seen them high time all together, and they look like one man can carry a whole bunch of them. They're way up in there, and they're coming down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's George Washington. I don't know, you ain't heard of George Washington, Colvin. He was, that's another Colvin. Now, he was, I mentioned a while ago, he would, they would carry the office, loads on the back. They, I don't understand where they carry it. They tell me they could go and clean from Webster's store. They'd be up there.
Yeah.
The Colvin did. And they'd carry all that way on back up in their mountains going down and say they never would lay it down. I'd see them go to the house with meals and groceries and everything.
Mm-hmm. Was the store a good place to get news?
Oh, yeah, gossip place.
Well, then why did you object having to go down with the mule to get the corn?
Well, I didn't like it. I was ashamed of riding the mule. I was kind of high strung. That was it. You know, it's a little pride in somebody. You know, I'm the kind of got a little pride in myself. This bunch of niggas had a right smart pride.
Yeah.
And we wanted to get out and do better.
Oh.
That's right. And we have did a whole lot of that.
Sure.
No fooling.
And so you were ashamed to ride a mule.
I don't know, I was then.
I'd like to ride a mule.
You know, I was ashamed of it. I don't know, people in town kind of whistle at you, you know, and they would make fun of you, see. They said, now you ride a mule going, you know, that's the way everybody, know what everybody says, you see.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't the way it was then. That's why the way I talk about it, not the way they were, mm-hmm. I tell the truth about it.
Well, did you ever hang around the store to talk with people?
Yeah, I used to, my mother and father let me, I'd hang around that time, but, you know. Not too late.
Yeah. After all, you had chores to do.
Yeah. I had chores and I had a little, you know.
What was your opinion?
I didn't do no chores. I had a certain bunch of people I hung out with and I better not hang out with the rest of them. So, you know, it was kind of. Now, see, when you got down the store, you're mixing up a necklace and everything. See.
Yeah. Uh-huh. What were your particular chores? Now, would you get up early in the morning?
Oh, yeah. Well, get up to Dr. Kelly, drive those cows up, and Mama go out and milk them, my daddy, Mama, and get my wood in. And most of it was outside stuff, didn't have too much inside, stuff like that.
Were you up at daylight?
Yes, we did a lot. We always early bird.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And did you allow your cows and hogs to run loose?
No, they run on their own their own property.
You had it all fenced in?
Yeah, rail fences.
How much did you have in the way of land?
I had a whole lot of land in there. I don't know, a couple hundred acres, I guess. You know, it counted up in their mountains. I don't, just really don't know. But some of them, you know, we put corn out up in hollows, but it, and make some beautiful, nice corn, big ear of the corn and everything. I'd say a couple hundred acres, I'd just guess that. Now, it had to be a whole lot.
Yeah.
You know, if you go up on the side of a mountain, you can be on the mountain with some kind of an acre thing.
Sure, right. And did you have your own apple orchard?
Yes, not me, my daddy. Now, that's the
time. Oh, I thought me, your dad.
Yeah, but yes, me. Yes, and they had plenty of
mm-hmm.
prettiest kinds. And we sold a lot of them too in the fall of the year, you know, made them, put them in barrels and export them to different places. See.
And you dried them?
Yeah, oh yeah, we had a sweetened apple tree with, you can make an apple dumpling out of it. We only had one of them, I was over on the old rag. That's just, man, you could, everybody wants them apples to make the best. You could dry them in when you make the apple dumpling, you can make up a brown dough.
Mm-hmm.
Put them in something back. You're talking about something good. My mother could do that good.
Mm-hmm.
It was a special apple, though. It was a sweet apple, just sweet as honey.
Yeah.
Called a sweetening apple.
Uh-huh.
Never seen no more of them. That was the last one I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and they dried beans and they dried, they canned everything was canned, but it's like cures and apples and anything that come along.
Did your mother have a flower garden?
Yeah, always. Everybody had flower pots everywhere you went. Now, I don't think most everybody did.
Yeah.
Did
they have boxwood?
Yes, indeed. That old place over in the old rag, you could smell the boxwood a half mile away. Now, yes, indeed.
Yeah. So many times you go walking along and you'll see a lilac growing.
Yeah, they will.
Somebody planted that. So the women did like their flowers.
Oh, yes, they did.
Mm-hmm. Was your furniture handmade?
It was most of it handmade. It was a full of wood made a lot of it. Over and over there to make a deal for several wood. That's right. And a lot of it, on Grandpa's Trent, well, most of it was handmade. It all was handmade. Made by local around in the county.
Mm-hmm.
I got an old safe right here now, was handmade, got it right today. But I got to do it up. It's got the metal grill in it, then put a star in it, and the punching little holes in it, and it's made out of yellow poplar. But I'm going to clean it up. I'm going to bring it back to nice wood. So somebody painted it, but I got it.
Ooh.
God, I'm off it right much for it. It's real old.
Yeah.
It's my granddaddy, Grandpa Kent had it.
By the way, did he have a beard?
No, he went, you would think he did. The Nicholson's kind of went slick then. They didn't have much to give. They shaved it off. Now wait a minute. He had a mustache. That's right. Had a mustache right up here. My granddaddy on my mother's side wore a mustache. Real quick, good size. And when I was about like that. Right back about that. But they look right good.
Yeah.
They wore it. They never, but they trimmed it just like, man, they trimmed it ever twice a week. They kept it trimmed.
Uh-huh.
Right up, right to a line.
Yeah.
That's right. That's, I remember that.
Yeah. The clothes that you had, you bought those or did your mother make them?
I remember my mother made my overalls. I had material to make overalls when I was a kid, did overalls.
Mm-hmm.
And made me shirts.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a kid, later on, folks started buying them.
Sure, right. Did you on your shoes have those metal things?
Yeah, the heel plates and toe plates.
Yeah.
A lot of it was a fuller, me and Mom was talking about, he was coming anyway. It was right down another guy made them hobnail shoes. He made shoes. Lillard guy. He made shoes for all the people around there.
Lillard?
Mm-hmm. Old man is a Lillard. I don't know if you heard of him. He's on back. He was older than my granddaddy, but he made his shoes on up. I was talking with a fellow Lillard right there. He's a friend of mine right in Flint Hill. He lived over there.
Uh-huh.
And we talked the other day about his granddaddy making shoes. He made shoes for everybody around there.
Uh-huh.
And he made, and his son, that's this man's daddy, he run the funeral home. It wasn't exactly a funeral home, he just had a shop. My mother said when they broke Nichols Hollow, he'd take a stick, he'd measure the person was dead. He'd go back that night, they built a coffin, a paper coffin out of yellow poplar, stained it, and put the wing nuts and everything on it, and he had it done the next morning, and he done that work. He did about $15, $20 for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, he done it all.
Yeah.
Jim Look done it all.
Then your father didn't have to do any repairing on your shoes. You could go down to him to have any shoes.
Well, I was a little too far back for that. I think he just bought his. He'd half sold them, put leather clothes on the hats and all, but that was a little too far back. It didn't go in there. That's a little far back. I was going too far back for him.
Yeah, but.
Other words, I was going back for. I just happened to mention, I was going back about turning the thing.
Yeah.
A little forward, so I just hadn't brought that in already.
So many of the men had left.
Yeah, we had one of them. Whatever happened to it, we had one of them tire shoes, and we had one with a three corner thing. We had them on a block of wood. Mm. And I've had those shoes prepared.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I put half of them on my mother's shoes. I got the right size tack, and they have a little tack to tack them on with, and you clean the things right on anymore, and she won't put a half sole right on when I was a kid. When I bet you I went over 10, 12 years old. That's right. Yeah. I was kind of a genius all the time.
Yeah.
Always was.
Because
when we moved over here, I went on to doing partner work. Went over to the remind and I started doing it, and I got to be just about as good as most of them say.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't have a whole lot of education, but just if I seen anything done, I could do it if the next guy done. If I ever seen it done, I didn't have done it once.
How far did you go through?
Well, I just go to 7th grade and 7th.
Uh-huh.
As far as I went. Because I made good use of it, much as possible.
You were lucky to have that much education.
Yeah, well.
You really were.
Well, when we moved over to Nellis, I got going over there, and there's a different school over there. You had a little up-to-date school then.
Mm-hmm.
So I got enough to get by. I wish I had more, but I got enough to make it. I'm not really complaining.
Yeah. How did you celebrate Christmas?
Well, I said they start celebrating Christmas over there 2 weeks before we come in. They get on, well, that's when they really drink the booze. Yeah, they celebrate then. They start at least 2 weeks ahead of time. That's right. If they was on the 25th, they'd be 2 weeks ahead of
it. Visiting around?
Yeah, they just talk. In other words, start 2 weeks and they would, if they done anything around, they might go back about the middle of January doing anything, really going back to really work what was in, some value to it.
Yeah. It was just been a real fun visiting.
Yeah, it was. They make
eating and drinking.
Christmas was, to me, anymore, it's just another thing.
Mm-hmm.
Then it seemed like everybody appreciated.
Yeah.
It just got us, and they really did.
Did you ever get any presents?
Oh, yeah. I waited till, didn't know who Santa Claus was for a long time. And he's gone. So I called out of bed at 4 o'clock in the morning. Just yes, me. I got plenty of right many presents in the box. It was quite lucky. We were just bad off as all. I mean, people would think.
What'd you get?
All the oranges and candy and cap pistols, and I don't know, a whole bunch of stuff.
And you shot firecrackers.
Yeah, I love them. Yeah, we got firecrackers.
Yeah.
Roman candles, ones you shoot way out trying to blow up,
Sure, right. Nobody was ever hurt with them, right?
No, I don't really know of anybody getting hurt on any stuff like that.
Oh, that was Christmas was fun.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. I can see how you can say, well, it doesn't seem like Christmas now. Let's see. You say you did use Dr. Ross.
Ross, yeah.
Would he be used like when people had babies?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he done all that.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever make sorghum?
Yeah. I hope to do it many times when I lived over there. I go back over the old rag, right down a little bit further. Wayman Brown, my uncle, we made it right down in his front yard. Had the horse going around and squeezed the juice out of this mill and put it over in the vat. And Bob made it. Yes, indeed. I remember 3 or 4 times doing it. And that was good for you, too. We had a lot of vitamins. That was good for you.
Did you? I bet you that time.
It was good, too.
Practical jokes.
Practical jokes. I don't know. Think we'll recall anything much over there.
You were the kind that would do it.
I don't know. I don't remember any. I don't remember right off. I know I prayed for Proctor once later on, about 18 to 20, but I don't remember anything along then, praying in Proctor Joe's uninvited. I don't.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I do. I'll change my mind. I made me think of it. Well, I dressed up one time when I lived at Nazareth Mill, and I didn't let mother and nobody know it. A whole bunch of people live around there, 4 or 5 families. And I go back up the Corbin Road, like going to the old Ragam, and I dressed up. I take these clothes, women clothes, out, and I dressed up and I put on these women clothes, and I went down the road, going on down towards Nazareth Mill, and then everybody in the country won't know who in the world that lady was. It wasn't about me. I thought that's the only thing I ever remember doing. See, it wasn't right that close coming.
Yeah.
They say, who is that lady? And then, you know, they got the cue right there.
I knew you'd fool people.
Yeah, I know that. That's the wrong thing.
Oh, did you ever, when you were there in the mountains, say, I hope to be such and such when I grow up, or you didn't think about it?
No, I didn't think about it. I never predicted what the future was going to be.
No.
We didn't at that time.
No.
I mean, I didn't say I wanted to do this and that. It just come to me. I just wait, worked out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What I'm saying is that when the park taken that land, it forced others to look for better places to live and work. See?
Yeah.
Get out into society and find better jobs.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Can you remember any ghost stories?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I tell you one. I don't know about ghost stories, but I was a ghost. There was a cemetery right there at our place, and I'd go visit my neighbor at night, and I'd run so fast I could see everything over there from his imagination. As a kid, I could see things in the air and everything, run step to death. And that's true, but it wasn't up to imagination. But that's about the only one. I'd be scared. I could jump a rail fence, anything. I would. I was so scared.
You mentioned those rail fences. Did those really keep hogs in?
Oh, yeah, you couldn't beat them. There's
a space like this.
You might work another rail in. Yeah, you have to. You could see some of them you could fix a rail fence before you keep hogs in. Yeah, but a lot of them didn't. Now, a lot of them are cattle, see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You'd have to chop the rail and let it come close together, see. Uh-huh. See, there's two ways to build a rail fence. You could build a straight line or you could zigzag.
Mm-hmm.
The straight line, they used to have them for the hog pens and everything. Straight line, they could that'd bring them close together, see, and they let them, in other words, wouldn't have a gap between them.
Yeah.
Now, out through the mountains and all, they zigzag them and the cattle would keep the cattle in, they'd be spaces that far between them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Then you didn't have to bring them in just before butchering time
They
were already
back. They had always, you start where it was, they know where the little feed was and everything, and they come home. They'd always do that. That's their nature.
Yeah, right. Roughly, how big an area did the hogs have?
Well, I tell you, they'd be in the room over the whole place, to tell you the truth. But they'd always come back. They wouldn't ever leave much. That's the way it was. They just roam most in, won't come on back, see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll tell you another story. That are over in Page County, this was kind of unlawful. We didn't know nobody. And then when I lived down the old, my granddaddy was still living in. I went with him. We went on a hog hunt one time, and the people were turning them out over in Page County. And the hogs they said they were wild, but they wasn't. The sows would have a whole bunch of pigs. And they had special dogs would grab this sow and hold it. I've seen it happen. He just put his teeth in the meat and just make the hog would give right up and he'd catch it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of that going, just rustling pigs and everything. But actually, then people on Page was turning them out on the Blue Ridge Mountains so they could eat acres and everything. And they wanted to clean on down over in Madison, see. And then they would not know. That was the whole story. I found out later, see.
Yeah.
That was the whole story about it. But at the present time, we said there was wild, but there really wasn't wild. But they shouldn't let them run all over the country. That was their, still think we didn't do wrong.
Right.
They were running, heck, they were done gone 10 or 15 miles out of the way, see?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that. That's another story I know I was in on. Mm-hmm. And I never will forget.
Yeah. Well, and they didn't have the hogs notched in any way. No, they were there.
No brand on them, enough.
Yeah.
With no brand.
Yeah. Did you ever have deep, deep snow that covered the fences?
Not too bad over there. I don't remember. We've had not bad. Not too bad. Mm-hmm. I've seen it worse right here in the last 20 years it was over there in my time. See? Mm-hmm. It wasn't right through there, it wouldn't be. I've seen it here 40 inches of feet one time.
Mm-hmm.
20 years ago, but over there I don't remember something like that. Maybe it'd be the deepest. But I've seen it here one time right here on this place when I had cattle here, the daggone it would be up to the cattle's back in it. They couldn't hardly get through it. So
yeah.
It wasn't, the snow wasn't too bad or what? Well, no worse than
that.
So
you had no problem feeding the cattle?
No, it wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
I don't believe it, it didn't drift in the mountains, it didn't do as bad as it did out of the valley, see?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wind didn't, it wouldn't hurt, it wouldn't blow as bad.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gee, can you think of anything else? You're the one that has the knowledge.
Well, I don't, but...
You went to church regularly,
Well, I told you, that was about, why. I just think, with nowhere else to go, and my mother would take us to church, and actually I was on the road. It's good, I ain't saying, that's a lot of restoration to go to the church, wouldn't we have to go, and that's where everybody went. I don't know, it wasn't a forced job, it's just automatic, see?
Yeah.
So, she take us all the time, and that's what I told you when I left the church, I went up on the Skyland and come around that trip that time.
Sure, right.
So, I don't know, a whole lot more, I can't think of.
Mm-hmm.
And, they made a lot of, I told you about making it, going legal whiskey and stuff like that, a lot of them, so that's about all. But all pretty nice people.
All they were.
Yeah, they wasn't, and they wasn't. I'll say one thing from them, they were smarter than you think.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some of them wasn't, some were, but the Nicholsons, who got the Nickel Hall, they was all of them. I know some of them went to Winchester and made the best foundations. I know three of them. They were Gutsby contractors, the biggest contractors around Winchester, building stone buildings and other things. I know they come right out of that hall.
And you know what? Your hands prove another statement, that all the Nicholsons had beautiful hands.
Well, I got a long hand.
You have beautiful hands. Well, you don't know how I thank you.
Well, I certainly, the guy, Mr. Norfolk came here, and I told him, yes, me. I said, you didn't know, so I,
yeah.
And I said, you knew it's true, that I know it's pretty all of it, so. You might be some of them guessing at it, but most of it I told you so, 95% of it.
Sure. Oh, this has been tremendous. We have just a couple of more things to be done.
Fires, which really looked quite ridiculous. But
I have met the most marvelous people that ever were in doing this.
Oh, I know that.
And